Archers for the week 14th to 19th December 2003.
Alan's in a hurry.
I just feel I should have done more.
Dad.
I shouldn't have just let him walk away like that.
You've been going on about this boy all weekend.
No, I haven't.
You should listen to yourself sometimes.
I just feel...
Let him down. Yes, I know. You've told me, like, 57 times.
You do exaggerate.
Look, you did all you could. And there's no point beating yourself up over someone like that.
Someone like what?
A druggie.
He wasn't just another drug addict.
People who take drugs are all the same.
No, they're not.
Yeah, losers.
That's not a very Christian attitude.
True, though.
No, you're wrong. With some people like Luke, you can tell. Their life circumstances are so bad, they take drugs to numb the pain. But they're not beyond redemption.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you could just give them that bit of a leg up...
How are we doing for time?
You'd understand if you met him. What?
Time.
Oh, we're all right. We should just about make it, I think.
Whose bright idea was it to go carol singing on Sunday?
Tony Archer's, I think.
Doesn't he realise this is your busy day?
He's not much of a churchgoer. Oh. No. Oh, look, there's David. You're not too late. Evening, David.
Hello.
Oh, Phil.
Oh, good heavens. Didn't expect to see you.
Oh, well, we'll go home again then, shall we, Amy?
No, no. I'm delighted you're here. But I thought you had Evensong in Babington.
He did.
Thought you'd have had enough of Christmas carols for one day.
My voice is just getting warmed up.
Not many people here.
No, most of them in the pub, wetting the old whistle.
Well, it's really time you were off, if we're going to be at the Laurels by 5:30.
Yeah, OK, I'll go and round up the troops.
Yeah, so, how's your search for the top 10 carols going?
Well, we got all the votes in. Amy's going to help me count them this week.
I don't remember agreeing to that.
But you will, won't you?
Dunno. What's it worth?
Excuse me!
What do you do that for?
To get your attention.
You took the top of the head off.
Carol singers, could you sup up, please, and assemble outside, because it's time we were off.
Well, I just got a bank in.
Well, that was pretty stupid, Joe. You knew you were leaving at 5:15.
Well, just give me 5 minutes.
2 minutes. And, Joe,
what?
You're not going to wear those antlers in the Land Rover, are you?
I thought they'd add to the festivity of the occasion.
We'll have someone's eye out, and that might... You know, put a damper on things.
When I was young, we used to do this every year. Only we didn't have four-wheel drives. There'd be a horse-drawn cart.
Oh, you must have frozen half to death.
Well, I don't remember being cold. I suppose we were just used to it.
Hey, wait for us!
Oh, hello.
Oh, we were afraid he'd gone without us.
Well, I thought you'd decided not to come.
Well, Chris didn't want to.
Leaving, John.
Oh, I'll do.
Oh, hello. Oh, it's not that I didn't want to. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Hello, Amy.
Hiya.
I just worry about leaving the house empty.
I am this, after I spent all yesterday afternoon putting up a new security lock.
Oh.
Anyway, I decided we couldn't miss this. Do you remember when we were kids, Phil?
Yes, I was just telling Alan and Amy.
We used to go around on the back of a cart. It was absolutely freezing.
Well, I don't remember being cold.
Oh, Phil, I can see you now with your teeth chattering and a drip on the end of your nose.
Oh, nonsense.
You're shivering so much you couldn't hold your carol sheets still.
Oh, here come the rest of the merry crew.
Merry being the operative word by the look of some people.
Oh, hi, Auntie Chris. Hello, George.
Evening, all.
Hello, Joel.
I think we've got a full load here, Joe. You better go with Bert.
Where is he? Then?
He's over there, look.
Oh, right, yeah. Hang on there, Bert, right? Don't you go and help me.
Right.
Okie doke. Who's going in the back, then?
Oh, come on, Amy.
No. You two go in the front. Oh, come on, Chris. You go in the middle and fill the other side.
Yeah, right. Right, you're off.
Well, someone's remembered the carol sheets.
Yeah, Tony's got them. He's in the third Land Rover with Adam.
Oh, is Alice here?
No, just Adam.
Oh, shame.
I'll tell you who else isn't here. Linda Snell.
Yeah.
Not like her to miss an occasion like this.
She's got a rehearsal.
Oh, let's give thanks for that.
I think she's doing the Annunciation.
Have you ever heard her sing?
We can't all be blessed with perfect pitch.
Right. Laurels, here we go.
Yeah.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la.
reason to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Fill the meat cup, drain the barrel. Fa la 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 la.
Bye, Marjorie.
Merry Christmas. Goodness, she's amazing, isn't she?
Well, life at the Laurels obviously suits her.
She looks 10 years younger. Makes me feel quite ancient.
You're looking very tired.
Yes, well...
You're still not sleeping properly.
Oh, I know it's ridiculous to worry.
Well, you can't help it.
No, but if I'm like this when Clive's still in prison, what am I going to be like when he's out?
Mm. It's not long now, is it?
January the 6th.
Come on, Amy!
Coming!
You can come and talk to Marjorie next week.
Goodness, she's generous with the malt whiskey, isn't she?
Yeah, she always was.
I feel quite pickled.
Hey, do you know who she reminds me of?
Who?
Grandma.
What, you mean Nana?
No, Grandma Mabel.
Marjorie reminds you of Grandma Mabel.
Oh, that's so funny.
This is Amy's maternal grandmother we're talking about, who comes from Jamaica via Bradford, and anyone less like Marjorie Antrobus is difficult to imagine.
Right, better get going.
Oh, hang on, I've lost George.
No, it's all right, he's coming. He was just trying to separate Joe from Marjorie's whiskey bottle.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you can always rely on Joe Grundy to let the side down.
Right, where are we going next, then?
Well, the plan is to do the outlying farms and cottages before we head back into the village, so it's Bluebell Cottage first.
Jesus, yes,
right, everybody on board, and let's go!
Ding dong, verily the sky is rimmed with angels singing. Gloria, Hosanna in excelsis, excelsis.
Bye. God bless.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for the hospitality.
I've eaten too many mince pies.
Oh, I know what you mean. They soak up the booze, though, don't they? Oh, I'm going to feel terrible in the morning.
Yeah, not half as bad as some people I could mention.
I fear one or two of our number have overdone things a bit.
The singing's beginning to sound distinctly ragged.
Oh, I don't think we're doing so badly.
By the way, Alan, what happened to that young man Bert found in the churchyard?
I don't know. I wish I did. I bought him a meal after the hospital discharged him.
What was wrong with him?
Suffering from withdrawal.
What, drugs?
Yeah. Plus he's homeless.
Oh, dear.
No, he really doesn't stand a chance unless he can get some proper help, but I did try, Phil. I offered to sort him out some emergency accommodation and go with him to the drugs clinic. He wouldn't have it.
Well, if people don't want to be helped...
It made me feel so inadequate. I mean, he's only a boy. And he seems such a nice, gentle soul. I'm sure that with a proper care...
But doesn't he have any family?
Yes, but they threw him out. Or so he said.
Oh, yeah.
I just wish... I mustn't go on about it. Amy's getting thoroughly fed up with me.
Is she?
Yeah. I don't know, he's got to me somehow. I mean, maybe it's because it's Christmas and... Well, it seems there's no room at the inn for lads like that.
Yeah, but what was he doing in Ambridge?
No idea.
I mean... How did he get there?
Walked, I suppose.
Yeah, but why?
Good question.
I don't know. I really don't.
He's completely legless.
Oh, who do you think?
Joe?
Of course.
How's he managed to get into that stage?
Well, people have been very generous with the sherry and the whiskey.
Yes. So?
He's got a bottle in his pocket.
Has he?
Slow gin. He gave me a swig.
He what?
It's all right. I only had a tiny, tiny taste. It was horrible.
You swigged from the same bottle as Joe Grundy?
I wiped it first.
Even so...
Tasted like cough mixture.
I shouldn't worry, Alan. I dare say the alcohol will have killed any germs.
You should know better than to go accepting drinks from strange men.
Joe Grundy isn't a strange man.
That's debatable.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. He's not a stranger that I don't know.
Oh, look, there goes Bert. We're the last. What's happened to David?
Oh, he's talking to the farmer.
Oh, better go and find him.
Oh, hello, here he comes.
Sorry.
The others have left without us.
Oh, sorry. No, I was just talking to Ted about badgers. Do you know what?
Come on. This is no time to talk shop.
Oh, sorry. Right, okay, in you get, everyone.
Right.
Do you want to get in the front this time?
Oh, no, we're fine, thank you, Amy.
So where are we going to next?
It's back to the village now.
After you, George.
Manorfield Close and Gleeblands, and then... Back to the ball.
Hang on, wait for me.
What's that?
No, I don't believe it.
You in hurt, Troy?
Where's Bert Fry?
He's gone, Joe.
What?
I'm afraid he's left without you.
He would... Well, why do you want to go on to a scene like that?
I'm sure it wasn't deliberate, Joe.
You wouldn't bet on that.
Well, you only went to have a piddle behind the edge, Dick.
Well, you better come with us.
Oh, but, no.
We can't abandon him, can we?
Suppose not.
Come on, then, Joe.
Yeah.
You'll have to squeeze in the back with us.
Oh, no. Joe, do you think you could...
Well, raise your arm up.
If I could... Just move my...
You're right in the back there.
No, we'll survive.
Oh, and could you open the window a crack, do you think?
We don't want to let in the cold night air.
Well, I think we do. I haven't had a drink in 25 years, but your breath is making me feel quite inebriated.
Yes. Yeah,
there you go. Is that better?
Oh, thanks.
Here, you put in your order, Mrs.
What order?
Your turkey order. We're having Christmas dinner at Brookfield.
And we're having beef.
Hey, what about you, Vicar?
I've already told you, Joe. Amy's vegetarian.
Have you, isn't he?
I cannot eat a little turkey on my own.
Look, just a little
one. Really?
Hey, you know you want one, really.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, shut up, Joe.
Well, that's nice.
Well, now you've all had a good rehearsal tonight. I hope you'll come along next Sunday for the top 10 carols in St. Stephen's.
Depends what the top 10 are.
Well, I haven't totted up the votes yet, but it looks like most of the old favourites. Silent Night. Once in Royal David City.
Frosty the Snowman.
What?
That was meant to be a joke. But ever since I mentioned it, the votes have been flooding in.
Well, I don't think I know it.
Oh, you'll soon pick it up, Dad. Frosty the Snowman was
a jolly happy soul. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made of coal.
How do you know?
Kids have got a tape of it.
How about it, Phil? Do you reckon you could accompany it on the organ?
Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day.
You're going to play that on the church organ?
No, no, of course not. He's pulling my leg, aren't you, Alan? Alan?
There's beef on the menu tonight at the Bull.
What's this?
Oh, hello.
Introducing young Ben to the pleasures of lunchtime drinking.
You like a pint of shires, don't you, Ben?
Takes after his dad, then.
Absolutely. No, I just came to book us a table for tonight, for the school May evening.
Oh, you're coming too, are you? I've just booked for Caroline and me.
Oh, well, we'll see you later.
Bit of a busman's holiday for you, isn't it?
What?
Coming out to dinner to eat your own produce?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Or are you checking up, making sure your beef is being cooked with proper care and attention?
I'm in no position to judge other people's cooking. No, it's our wedding anniversary.
Really?
15 years.
Well, congratulations. Oh,
that's pretty amazing, isn't it? That we've stuck to each other all this time.
Ruth!
Oh, hi, Alan.
Oh, I'm glad I've caught you.
How's the carol singing?
Fairly alcoholic.
Sorry I missed it.
David didn't get home till 11:30.
Oh, we got back just in time for last orders at the Bull. Poor Amy was exhausted. I had a heck of a job getting up for school this morning.
So I was wise not letting Pip go.
Very wise.
She was a bit put out.
Amy was fed slow gin by Joe Grundy.
Oh, no.
Luckily, she didn't like the taste. Otherwise, knowing her, she'd have swigged half the bottle. Anyway, look, before I forget, she's lost her gloves, and I'm hoping she left them in your Land Rover.
Oh, okay. I'll check for you.
Thanks. Anyway, I must dash. I've got to get into Borchester.
Don't tell me. You're moonlighting as Father Christmas in Underwoods.
Alas, no. You remember that young man that Bert found in the churchyard? I gave him my number and told him to call if he wanted.
Oh, it was a bit rash, wasn't it?
Probably, but he called this morning. But I'm glad, to be honest. I've been worrying about him. Anyway, look, I'll see you soon.
Bye, Alan.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that's very noble of him.
What?
Well, just because some vagrant fetches up in St. Stephen's churchyard...
He was only a young lad.
Oh, it doesn't make him Alan's responsibility.
With a drug problem, by the sounds of things.
Oh, Lord. All the more reason to leave well alone, I'd have thought.
You wouldn't, though, would you?
Wouldn't what?
Leave well alone.
What makes you say that?
Oh, the way you're always bailing out Ed Grundy.
No, I'm not.
Oh, come on, Oliver. Who got him that job at the kennels?
Ah, yes, but when Carl was taken ill, I had no one to look after Hans.
Even so. How's he getting on, by the way?
Ed? Well, he still has a problem getting out of bed in the morning. But apart from that, he's doing pretty well.
Good. And how's Carl?
Oh, much better. She'll be back at work in the new year, fingers crossed.
You look even worse than you did Friday.
Thanks.
No, I didn't mean...
Look.
What?
My hands.
They're very dirty.
Steady as a rock.
Have you scored?
No. Why'd you say that?
Well, that would make your hands stop shaking, wouldn't it? You've gone back to heroin.
Thanks.
What?
Don't have much faith in me, do you?
Luke, I hardly know you.
I was trying to show you that I got through the worst of it. I'm not shaking, throwing up anymore.
Well done. So, where have you been?
When?
These last few days.
Around.
You didn't make it back to Felbisham?
No.
So, where did you sleep last night?
I didn't.
What do you mean?
It's too cold.
You were out? Last night?
In the park.
What park?
I don't know what it's called. It's just up the road.
It's no wonder you look a bit rough.
Are you going to eat the rest of that sandwich?
No.
Can I have it?
Yeah, go. Please go ahead. How did you end up in Ambridge?
I walked.
From here?
Not that far.
Why?
When I was a kid, before my mum and dad split up, we used to go on holiday to this farm.
What, in Ambridge?
I just remember sitting in this field, drawing pictures of cows. I got really good at drawing cows, and it was... Well, I was... happy, I suppose.
So you were looking for the place where you remember being happy?
Hmm.
Look, why don't you give your mum a call?
No way.
If you were just to explain to...
She threw me out.
Yes, yes, because of the drugs, but now you've stopped.
I've stopped before.
What, and you started again?
I owed money to a dealer. He came to the house when she was there alone with Jess and Ellie.
Oh, I see. So there's no way?
No.
Well, you can't carry on sleeping in the park.
I know.
Not in this weather.
That's why I called you.
But I don't know what you expect me to do, Luke.
I just need somewhere to stay.
OK. When you've finished eating that, we'll go to social services and see if they can fix you up with some emergency accommodation, OK? I know it'll only be a bed in a hostel, but it's better than being outside, isn't it? Luke?
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, look what I found.
Oh, no, do not let Dad hear that. He thinks it's so tacky.
Of course it's tacky. It came from the Grundy world of Christmas. Shame they didn't do that again this year.
You are joking. Can you pass me another bit of sticky tape?
Oh, where is it?
It's on the dresser, that.
How big a bit?
Oh, about sort of that much-ish. Oh,
damn. You're not doing very well, are you?
All right, pass me the snowflakes back up.
There you go.
Thanks. Another sticky tape.
Hang on a minute. Will that be enough?
Yeah, that's fine. Right. There, how does that look?
Well, I think you'll have to duck to walk under it.
Oh.
Take it a bit further up in the corner and pull it tighter.
Right. Like this?
Yep, that's much better.
Right, need another bit of sticky tape.
It's time I was doing the kids' tea.
Well, just let me get the rest of these up.
I promised your dad I'd get them bathed in their pyjamas before we go out.
It'll only take me 10 minutes.
Andy said we'd drop Amy's gloves off at the vicarage.
What time do we have to be at the ball?
7.
Well, that's all right, we've got loads of time. What on earth was that?
Pip?
I don't want to play with Grandad anymore.
Well, why not? What's wrong?
He's horrible.
No, he isn't.
He made me practice the same bit about 100 times.
Pip, come on now.
No, I don't want to. Leave me alone.
Oh, dear.
I'll go and talk to her.
All right. What was all that about, Dad?
I've no idea. She just suddenly slammed her hands down on the keys and said she didn't want to play the piano anymore.
What, never?
Well, I'm sure she didn't mean it.
No, but...
It's just... You see, there's this particular phrase she always gets wrong. And I was trying to make her see that it's no good glossing over mistakes. You have to practice until you get it right.
So you did make her play the same bit 100 times?
No. 12 times at the most.
Yeah,
She'll never get to be a really good player if her basic technique's sloppy.
Right. Well, could you give me a hand with these snowflakes, do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know it's not perfect, but at least you'll be warm.
Have you ever been in one of them hostels?
Yes, I visited a few when I was in Nottingham.
Well then.
But it's got to be better than freezing to death on a park bench.
Yeah, I suppose.
And it's only temporary, Luke. They'll sort you out something better just as soon as they can. Now, look, I've really got to go. My daughter will be home from school wondering where the hell I am.
You're married, are you?
I was.
You're divorced?
No, my wife died.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh. Anyway.
How old's your daughter?
14.
Oh.
Anyway, I must go.
I was 14 when Mum and Dad split.
You haven't talked about your dad?
Nothing to say.
Are you still in touch with him?
No.
Why not?
He walked out, didn't he?
And you haven't seen him since?
No.
That's very sad.
I thought you said you had to get home.
Yes, but... Are you going to be all right?
Yeah, go on. I'll be fine.
She was really upset.
It was only a minor wobbly.
Oh, it's so unlike her.
She was fine by the time we left.
She's never fallen out with Phil before.
No, I know, but...
Usually Grandad can do no wrong.
She's probably forgotten all about it by now.
He's pushing her much too hard.
But she always says she wants to be able to play as well as he does.
I know, but...
And whenever he comes round, it's always, Grandad, come and play the piano with me.
So why did she snap like that?
Well, you know, I mean, she has been a bit hyper for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, because of all this extra work she's having to do.
So what are you saying?
I think we should say enough is enough and pull the plug on the whole cathedral school idea.
We can't.
I don't like what it's doing to her. I don't like seeing my happy-go-lucky little girl getting all tense and twitchy.
But we've told her she can take the exam.
Yeah, I know.
So it's up to her now.
Suppose she says she doesn't want to do it.
But she does want to.
I know that's what she said in the beginning. I don't think she realised how much extra work it was going to involve.
She's not complaining, though, is she?
No, but...
Quite the opposite, in fact. I mean, she spent about 10 minutes telling me how, what's his name, you know... thing, the math tutor.
Jeffrey.
Telling me how brilliant he is.
But for her to lose it with Phil like that...
Well, he was okay about it. And as he said, she'll never get better if she doesn't practice.
But if it's going to become a chore for her instead of being fun...
Evening.
Oh, hi, Oliver.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks, how did you know?
We bumped into each other when I was booking the table.
And may I congratulate you on the quality of the beef?
Thank you. Yeah, we reckon it's pretty good, don't we?
And whoever cooked it hasn't done a bad job either.
Nice and pink. A little bit let down by the rest of the meal.
Oh, I thought it was quite nice.
Nice, yes, but leeks in white sauce and buttered carrots isn't really what I call gourmet cooking.
Oh, no, I suppose not.
Good to see the place in full, though. I gather the first one they did didn't exactly pull the punters in.
There's a party going on upstairs by the sounds of it.
Anyway, would you care to join us for a glass of wine?
Well, that's very decent of you.
Well, 15 years, eh? I mean, that's something worth celebrating.
Dad, Alice just phoned.
Have you finished your homework?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't take long.
It's the last week of term. Can I stay over there on Wednesday?
What?
Can I stay at home farm on Wednesday night?
Oh, I think sleepover should wait till the holidays.
Oh, come on, Dad. We break up on Friday.
Well, I won't have to phone Jennifer and check it's all right with her.
She won't mind.
And have you called Ruth to thank her for bringing your gloves back?
Yeah, but she was out, so I had to leave a message. Have you rung Linda about the mystery plays?
Not yet, no.
There were 3 messages on the answering
machine. I know. I don't think I can handle Linda just now.
What's the matter?
I'm sorry. I've just had a bit of a rough day. You know that lad who fetched up in the churchyard?
Yeah.
He rang me. He wanted to meet up.
Where?
Borchester.
And you went?
Yeah.
Are you going to drop everything every time he rings?
He looked pretty awful.
What did he want?
Well, I don't know, really. I suppose because I helped him out last week.
He realised you were a soft touch.
He'd been sleeping rough in some park over the weekend.
Did you give him money?
Of course I didn't.
Yeah, but he tried to get some off you, though, didn't he?
No, he didn't. Not today. He seemed so young and lost.
He's a druggy dad.
You haven't met him. You don't know what he's like.
Okay.
And if I'd had the time, I'd have tried to get him along to the drugs clinic, but it seemed more important to get a roof over his head.
And did you?
Yes, yes, I got him into a hostel.
Well, I'm sure the people in the hostel will point him in the right direction.
Yes. They probably know more about these things than I do.
Exactly. Now, if I bring over the phone, will you please call Mrs. Aldridge about Wednesday?
Greg has his own ideas about expanding the shoot, but unfortunately, so does Brian.
And then we can take the drive along here, back towards Sawyer's farm. It's not ideal.
Well, it looks pretty good to me.
Well,
what's the problem?
Well, for a start, it's on Brookfield land.
And what difference does that make? We have an agreement.
Yes, I know.
Greg, we've been shooting on their land for years.
But the only drive we use regularly is this one up here.
Have you spoken to David?
He's okayed it in principle, but he doesn't want to lose too much ground. So we'd be restricted to this fairly narrow strip.
So?
It's a bit near the road.
No, it isn't.
You objected to my previous plan because it was too close to a public right-of-way.
To a footpath. I didn't want us accidentally peppering some innocent rambler.
But the road doesn't count.
You'd be driving up this way, surely, with the guns across here.
Yes.
Well, that's well away from the road.
Not that far. You get a wayward gun like some of Matt Crawford's
mates. I don't believe anyone be a danger to traffic from there.
And then there's the problem of leakage.
What, into the road?
Yes.
But you'll be feeding along the edge of the spinney, won't you?
Yes.
Oh, come on, Greg. It'd be a pretty determined pheasant that hiked the other way. And you're worrying quite unnecessarily.
I don't. But it's your decision.
Yes, it is.
And David's, of course.
I think it's fine, Greg.
Yes, but I'm not at all sure that when he sees the details of what we're planning, he...
Brian, I don't know if... Oh, sorry, I didn't realise you were busy.
It's okay. Greg was just leaving, aren't you?
Yes. Okay.
Hey, leave the map with me.
Oh. All right. See you then.
Yeah, bye.
Well, he didn't look very happy.
Oh, it's like wading through treacle with him, it really is. Anyway...
I just thought you might like to know the lorries arrive with the strawberry tunnels.
Peggy, I need to ask you something.
Just let me finish this.
I thought you'd done all the Christmas cards last week.
These are for the people in the village. The coffee's just brewed, if you'd like to pour it out.
Oh, okay. I thought that...
What?
Well, didn't you sign that big card at the back of the church?
Yes.
Isn't that supposed to be instead of sending cards to everyone?
Everyone who goes to church, yes. But there are plenty of people who don't.
Oh, yes, I suppose there are.
And some people I thought would be covered by the one in the church have sent cards to us. Like David and Ruth.
Oh, have we had one from them?
Mm, that one, with the robins.
Oh, that's pretty, isn't it? Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks.
Now, leave your cards for a minute.
But Jack...
I want to have a serious talk with you.
What about?
Your Christmas present.
Now, I've told you already.
I know. You say there's nothing you want. You say that every year. But you're like this.
What?
I'm going to take you away for some winter sunshine. Just as soon as the Christmas holidays are over, we're going to say goodbye to cold, damp Borsetshire.
Oh, but Jack...
The choice of where we go has got to be yours. I was stood in the travel agents trying to decide between a beach house in Florida and a Caribbean cruise. And I thought, whatever I choose is bound to be wrong.
Jack, it's a lovely idea.
Do you think so? Oh, good.
But when you say after Christmas...
I've got all the brochures here. I know it won't be a surprise on Christmas Day, but I thought, better to get it right.
Well, when exactly were you thinking?
The young lady in the travel agents recommended China. But I thought that might be pushing the spirit of adventure a bit too far.
When were you thinking we should go?
In the new year. As soon as the Christmas holidays are over.
We can't.
Can't what?
Go away, not after Christmas.
Why not?
Because I'm looking after the bull.
What?
For Sid and Jolene when they go to New Zealand.
Hey?
To visit Lucy.
You never told me.
Of course I did.
When?
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, lucky I didn't book anything then.
It's a lovely idea. And when I've finished at the ball, I'm sure I shall be in need of a holiday. So why don't we go in February?
Good heavens. There's mountains of it.
Yeah, well, it takes an awful lot of polytunnel to cover this acreage.
Are they going to put it up for you?
No, these chaps are just delivering the bits.
It's like a great big Meccano set, isn't it?
Well, as I recall, Meccano had lots of holes in it.
Yeah, but the principle's the same.
You don't have to do it yourselves, do you?
Pretty much, yes. They're going to send a couple of chaps along to show us how it's done. It's quite straightforward, really.
Take your word for it.
Well, it's just like a lot of polytunnels side by side.
Extremely long polytunnels.
Yes. Look at the entire length of this field.
Oh, good heavens. Are those the legs?
That's right. And they get embedded into the ground at regular intervals. And then those long bits over there, they're bent into hoops across the top. And then there are struts that go crossways to keep the whole thing stable.
Well, it's going to take weeks to get that whole lot up.
Well, they reckon six people can finish the job in 2 days.
And what about the polythene?
Now, that doesn't go until later. February, probably. And then we should get our first crop a lot earlier and carry on producing right through till October.
Oh, excellent.
So when are they coming? These chaps who show you how to put it all together.
Monday.
What, next Monday?
Yeah, so I've got to try and get my team of six together.
But it's Christmas week.
Yes, Mum, I had noticed.
Everybody will be far too busy.
I know you're busy, Mum, but farmers aren't. A bit of routine husbandry, but apart from that...
Well, you can certainly use Jeff.
And you?
Oh, yes, yeah, I'm game.
Great.
Don't know I'll last the entire 2 days, but...
Well, that's fine. I asked David on Sunday and he's willing, and I'm sure people like Mike and Neil will pitch in.
Oh, you don't think it'd be better to leave it to the new year, do you?
Mum, we're into lambing immediately after Christmas, so if we don't do it now, it won't get done till February.
Afternoon, Jack.
Oh, hello.
Did it make you jump?
No, I was just, you know...
miles away.
Taking a stroll.
Lovely afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, yes. How are you? How's Christine?
Well, I'm fine. Chris is a bit under the weather.
Oh, dear. A back playing up again, isn't it?
No. It's more... Well, you know, that business with Clive Orobin.
But that's months ago now.
Yeah, but he's due out of prison on the 6th of January.
Surely not.
He is, you know. And Chris, well, she's not been sleeping well.
Oh, I do sympathise.
And it makes her... Now, you see, she's on edge all the time. Jumps out of her skin every time there's a ring on the door.
Oh, dear.
And she gave me a ride going over when I came in from the garden and forgot to lock the back door.
I know. Peggy's the same.
About keeping the back door locked?
About me forgetting things. I was going to take her away on holiday in January.
Mm-hmm.
I got all the brochures from the travel agents, and she says, I can't go away in January. I'm looking after the bull.
Oh, when Sid and Jolene are away.
Yeah. Do you know, I'd clean forgotten.
Well, you know, it happens to me all the time. Chris is always organising things, and I swear she never mentions them to me.
Really?
She'll say, you haven't forgotten, have you, that we're having tea with the Harveys? And it's the first I've heard of it.
Well, I'm glad it's not just me.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Greg. How's things?
Oh, don't ask.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Brian Blummin' Aldridge. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Woolley. I know he's family, but honestly...
What's he done?
He will try and teach me how to do my job.
Well, there's nothing new there, then.
He pays me for my years of experience, but he always knows better.
Boss's prerogative, eh, Jack?
What?
You know he's keen to expand the chute.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
So, I choose the best place for the new drives, but no, he won't have it. Comes up with a load of spurious reasons why I won't do. Tells me to go and think again. But the alternatives aren't nearly so good. Not least because they're on Brookfield land.
But Brookfield land has been part of the shoot for...
Yeah, I know. But you know how heavily stocked they are. And they want to keep up the arable area.
But you can't blame them. The state of farming these days...
Exactly. You'd think Brian Aldridge would understand that.
Yeah. Has David agreed to this?
In principle, yes. But he hasn't seen the detailed plans.
Well, you take my advice. Let him and Brian fight it out between them.
And then Amy Franks is staying over tomorrow night.
Again?
Yes. It's getting to be a bit of a habit.
Since they're living in the village now.
Oh, I don't mind. She's no trouble. Apart from being a vegetarian, of course. Reminds me when Kate was her age.
Oh, she's not a bit like Kate.
No, I just meant having to cook something separate for her supper.
Can't you just cook vegetarian for everyone?
Oh, Brian always complains. He's such a carnivore.
What are you doing for Christmas dinner?
Well, Amy won't be here for Christmas.
No, I meant...
I hope not.
Are you having a goose or...?
No, not this year. In a moment of weakness, I ordered a turkey from the Grundys.
Really?
I'm not sure that was entirely wise.
No.
They're obviously having some difficulty selling the things this year.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Why do you say that?
I don't know what the environmental health would make of their setup. Do you know where they're intending to kill them?
Up in that shed of theirs, I suppose. Where did I put the pepper?
Oh, it's here.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. Well, Pat said she had to give Clary the day off tomorrow to do the plucking.
But they've no electricity over there, no running water. I mean, where does Clary wash her hands?
Well, I'd rather not think about that.
Well, you should.
Oh, all right, Mum. I'll put it in the freezer for another day and I'll get something else. Now, are you going to stay for lunch?
No, Jack will be expecting me home.
Well, I should ring Ram first.
Right.
Oh, hello, Peggy.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, Gran.
I hear they've delivered your strawberry tunnels.
Well, they've delivered a mountain of bits of galvanised steel.
A couple of chaps are supposed to be coming on Monday to show us how to put it all together.
Yeah, I was just saying to Adam, he'd better check in and get the necessary labour force together next week.
Right, I'll go and make some calls now. How long till lunch, Mum?
About 20 minutes.
OK, I'll be in the office.
Well, you haven't forgotten, have you? We've got our drinks party for workers on Tuesday night.
But that's great.
An added inducement, I should say.
Absolutely. People are much more likely to volunteer if there's the promise of a party at the end. As long as you don't mind if there's a few extra guests.
No, the more the merrier.
We had half the village here last year.
Yes, we did, didn't we?
Right, well, I'll go and make those calls.
And I'd better get home.
Well, thanks for dropping in, Mum.
Oh, by the way, have you any idea what I might get Adam for Christmas?
Well, I shall steer clear of clothes.
Oh, I shall, don't worry. I don't want a repeat of the Czech shirt fiasco.
He's mentioned a couple of books, written down somewhere. Oh, must be upstairs. Look, I'll give you a ring this afternoon.
No hurry. Probably shan't be going into Borchester again till Friday. Anyway, I'll see you soon.
Let me help you with the door.
Right. Oh, bye, Mum. Love to Jack.
Bye. Jenny, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
Me and my big mouth.
Oh, just had an awful flashback. I don't think I've ever felt as bad in my whole life as I did at that party.
As I recall, you were quite magnificent.
It was all an act.
And you carried it off with such style. I don't know how you did it.
No. Neither do I.
Oh, darling, I'm so sorry.
Well, it's all behind us now.
Yes.
And we must try not to remember. And not to let it blight this Christmas.
We won't. No. We'll make it just like the old days, when the children were little, still believed in Father Christmas.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, but we can do it, darling. You and me together, we can do it.
Well, Santa Claus has had a bit of a mishap.
At this point, the cassette broke when copying onto the memory card. Some of the program has been lost, but here follows what has been retrieved from the broken cassette.
No, it's not them. I've got a pile of paperwork to shift at home.
Another glass of mulled wine?
No, it was lovely, but I better not. But thanks ever so much for your hospitality.
Thank you for coming.
Good evening, Vicar.
All hail and farewell,
John. Oh, you're not leaving already.
Duty calls, I'm afraid, Eddie. A bypass. I'll see myself out.
Hello. Hi. Hello, Clary.
Hello.
How'd you get on today?
Oh, I never want to see another turkey as long as I live.
Oh, Clary.
What?
Where'd you get those tights?
Oh, no, they don't match.
They are fabulous.
Oh, they're a lovely colour. Oh,
do you think so?
What did I tell you?
I've been looking everywhere for tights that colour. Where'd you get them?
In Borchester. But it's a funny thing. I could swear they weren't this colour when I bought them.
Sorry, I didn't mean to...
Luke! You scared me half to death. What are you doing here?
Someone nicked my trainers.
What?
In the hostel.
while I was asleep.
So, how did you get here?
Walked.
What, in your bare feet?
Socks.
Oh, my goodness. There's not much left of them, is there?
Can I... Please.
You're not back on the drugs, are you?
No.
This isn't withdrawal symptoms again, is it?
No. Honest. I haven't. It's just... Feel my hand.
Oh, Lord, you're absolutely perished, aren't you? What possessed you walking all this way?
I didn't know where else to go.
Look, I can't.
Please.
There's nothing here that...
Help me.
I can't let you die of hypothermia on my doorstep, can I? You'd better come in.
Now it's dress rehearsal day for the mystery plays, but will Linda have a full cast?
Some people's level of commitment leaves a lot to be desired.
I don't think it's lack of commitment.
They really shouldn't volunteer. It's just they're not going to take it seriously.
Yeah, but if you call a rehearsal on a Thursday afternoon...
It's the dress rehearsal.
It's inevitable that some people are going to be at work.
Well, I had to rearrange my shifts at Grey Gables.
Oh, yes.
And no one can accuse me of not giving them plenty of notice.
But take Betty.
They've known about this for at least a week.
We usually cover for each other.
But you're together in the Annunciation.
Exactly. We thought we might have to close the shop.
Well, it's a small price to pay, Susan.
Mrs. Woolley's going to have to come in for a couple of hours.
You see, you can do it.
Oh, Neil's had to help out with the sausages.
Unlike my second king, who has let me down time after time. And now the devil tells me he's doubtful.
Well, Graham Ryder
has to attend a meeting he claims was arranged months ago. Haven't you got any blanched almonds?
Oh, we should have. By the dried fruit.
I don't see any.
Let me have a look.
No. I found the... Yes, and I bumped into Clary first thing this morning. She tells me Joe has taken to his bed.
Oh, dear, what's wrong?
Excessive alcohol consumption by the sound of things.
Oh, not again. He was laid out after the carol singing on Sunday.
So we may find ourselves with no third shepherd.
Oh, he'll be all right by this afternoon.
And to cap it all, Alan will miss the beginning.
Oh, dear.
Something's come up, he says. It's a sad state of affairs when even one's fellow director can't make the effort.
Oh, Linda, I'm sure he'd be there if he could.
Yes, but it's a matter of priorities, isn't it?
Exactly.
And frankly, one begins to wonder just where some people's priorities lie.
Luke!
In the kitchen.
Oh. Oh.
I made myself a cup of tea. I hope that's all right.
Yes, of course. Sleep all right?
Yeah.
I looked in on you first thing, but you were spark out, so I thought I'd best leave you.
Can't remember when I last slept like that.
I had to go to a meeting.
I knew I'd be all right if I could just get somewhere decent to stay.
But you can't stop here, Luke.
I know. I know it's only a temporary thing.
And there are conditions.
Yeah, I know. You said last night.
You haven't forgotten?
No. You said I had to go to the drugs clinic.
Yes, and I've had to cancel the rest of my morning's appointments to take you.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
No, this is important. You've got to get proper treatment. Look, you've done so well this past week, I don't want you slipping back.
Right.
And that's easy to say, isn't it, when you're sitting in a warm kitchen with a cup of tea. Have you had some breakfast?
No, I'm okay.
No, you've got to eat. I'll make you some toast.
Okay, thanks.
And then we must go. I need to be back this afternoon, so we've got a dress rehearsal.
What?
Oh, we're doing these plays. It's a Christmas thing.
Therefore, we must win good faith.
Kenton.
Lie in this stable till it be day.
Kenton, can you stop for a moment?
What have I done now?
No, it's all right.
I thought it was going rather well.
Yeah, so did I.
I just need to give Gabriel his notes before he disappears. Gabriel, talk amongst yourselves, please.
You don't think you could tell him at home? We're going to be here till midnight at this rate.
Yeah, no, I thought the idea of a dress rehearsal was to bash straight through the whole thing and then have notes at the end.
Oh, so did I.
Yeah, preferably over a couple of jars in the bull.
Betty's supposed to be back in the shop in 20 minutes.
I thought she was looking a bit harassed.
Ah, and I reckon it's going to rain before the afternoon is out.
That should add to the fun.
Decided what to do if it pours with rain once we've started.
Talking of fun.
What?
Well, I'm worried about Emma.
Why?
Well, it simply isn't natural for a young woman of 19 to get an unexpected windfall of 12 grand and just bung it all in the bank.
She's saving up for when she gets married.
Well, I know, but she can't just squirrel it away in her bottom drawer.
She can if she wants.
Well, she ought to push the boat out a little bit, throw a wild party or something.
She's done that.
When?
When she and Will got engaged.
Yeah, but that was months ago, before she was a wealthy woman.
Well, she's talking about going somewhere exotic for their honeymoon.
Oh, I should hope so.
Tenerife, maybe?
No, not Tenerife. She should go to Hawaii, at least, or Cuba. God, I'd love to go to Cuba.
But it's not your honeymoon, though, is it?
Sorry about that.
Oh, Linda, are we ready to proceed now?
Yes, more or less. But before we do, I'm going to have to move you.
Oh,
what?
Well, where you put us?
Well, this is the trouble you see with not rehearsing in situ. It took fine when we were in the village hall.
Okay, where do you want us?
It's sightlines. Only the people directly in front are going to be able to see into that loose box. You'll have to come further forward.
But what about the manger?
Yes, there too. Well, can you move it?
Well, not on my own. I can't. It weighs a ton.
Oh, Lord, who can we get to? Up. Alistair?
Yeah?
Can you come here, please?
But I'm not in this play.
I just need a hand shifting the manger.
Oh, where's your stage manager?
We had to help Tom with the sausages this morning, so he'll be behind with the pigs.
Can you get that in, mate? Oh, where do you want it?
Bring it forward about 3 feet.
OK, you ready? One, two, three.
Yes. Yes, that's more like it.
But that doesn't leave much room for us.
Will you stand there, Mary? And Joseph, out of the way, Alistair.
Any idea what time you'll be getting to the King's?
None at all. Now, can you please get off the set, please?
Thank you, Alistair, for your kind assistance.
What?
Never mind.
Joseph, you come this side.
Mm-hmm. But where are Tebel and Salome supposed to go?
Out here.
Right, so Jesus won't be born in the stable as such, but in the yard outside.
It's rather more important that everybody has a clear view. Now, let's pick it up from where the angel has just left, and cue.
Mary, sister, the truth now to say. No shelter I see for us here today, for lords of stout array.
Stop. What on earth is going on?
Afternoon classes. You said the nativity would be over by 2 o'clock.
But can you get rid of them, please?
I'm afraid you'll just have to wait while they go past, Linda.
Didn't you say you had something on this afternoon?
Well, I'm sure they're managing without me.
You should have just left me there.
No, I shouldn't.
You think I'd have done a bunk?
What, would you?
No.
Well, actually, I wanted to find out for myself what the drug clinic could do for you.
Not a lot is the answer.
Oh, come on.
I'm no further on, am I?
Now, I know it's frustrating.
I can't even get to see a doctor till the new year.
The new year's only a couple of weeks away.
What am I supposed to do till then?
Look, you've managed so far.
I thought they might at least have given me some methadone or something.
Well, they obviously believed you could do without it. You said you really wanted to give up.
Yeah, I do, but...
And they were dead impressed that you'd been clean for 8 days.
No, they weren't.
Well, the nurse said you'd done very well.
What does she know?
Quite a lot, I should imagine. She works with addicts every day.
She did go on a bit.
How do you mean?
All those questions.
Well, she was just trying to get to know you. You know, build up a picture of your background.
Yeah, yeah.
And why you started taking drugs in the first place.
Listen, I can stay at yours again tonight, can't I?
To be honest with you, Luke...
You see, that's what makes all the difference.
Yeah, I know, but my daughter will be home tonight and it...
Hey, what's that place there?
Brookfield. It's a farm.
I think that's it.
What?
The place we stayed when I was a kid.
Hail, conqueror of all mankind!
Uh-oh, here comes the rain.
It's only a shower, carry on.
To do mercy thou hast mind, the devil's bands to unbind and relieve all thine.
And kneel down to present your gifts.
Oh, no!
I saw that coming a mile off.
What's the matter?
Well, you could have warned me.
Oh, he's melting some horse pudding. Can we get on, please?
Yes, carry on, Sue.
No. I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. I've got mucky knees, I'm getting soaked, and I've never felt less like a king in my entire life.
We can't stop now.
Will all the kings come back inside the stable,
no.
Please?
Kenton, please. That simply will not work.
Look, we've got some big golf umbrellas indoors.
But, Alistair,
I'll just nip in and fetch them.
Oh, what are we going to do if it rains on the day?
We'll do the whole thing in the church.
But what if this happens?
Yes, if it starts raining when we're halfway round.
Well, I really don't know. I'll have to consult with Alan.
Consult with me? What about?
Oh, there you are at last.
I'm so sorry, Linda. Where are you up to?
Oh, the Magi's ablation.
Oh, that's good. I thought I'd have missed the whole thing. What time did you start?
1:30.
Oh, dear. It's running a bit long, isn't it?
It wouldn't be if we didn't keep stopping and starting.
Well, look, you carry on. Don't let me interrupt.
Yes, do let's get on.
But we've lost the kings now.
They'll be back in a minute. Carry on without them.
Oh, OK.
Alan, I've had to change the blocking somewhat.
The manger wasn't there before, was it?
No, I brought the whole thing forward. It's a question of visibility.
So where are the kings?
They've just gone to fetch some umbrellas.
No, I mean, where will they be standing?
Oh, I see. Well, first and second king on the far side, and third king here.
Oh, Alan, hi. Sorry. Have an umbrella.
Oh, very much, Linda.
What?
Umbrella?
Not now.
So what are we going to do on the day if it comes on to rain when we're down here?
Well, how about the indoor arena?
What?
Oh, plenty of room in there. Sure, Shula wouldn't mind.
That's brilliant. Thanks,
You haven't forgotten, have you, Linda?
What?
I do have to finish at 3:30.
Yes, all right.
Only I've got to collect Daniel from school, and I'm going out this evening.
Oh, really? Whose is that?
Sorry, it's mine.
Oh.
Amy!
Kings,
you got my message.
Mankind,
if you're very faint, you'll have to speak up.
These gifts.
Yeah, he's a homeless boy. He stayed last night. Yeah, so you'll have to stay at home farm again tonight. No. All right. Yeah, I'll see you after school. Bye.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's all right. It was fascinating.
Kids, eh?
Carry on, Kenton.
Well, actually, I'm coming to the end of my bit, and we need an angel.
Oh, Lord! Has anyone seen Julia? Dad!
Oh, he's not here.
Oh. You must be Luke.
And you must be Amy.
Oh. You don't look like a drug addict.
Thanks.
So, you stayed here last night, did you?
Yeah, your dad's been really kind.
Do you know where he is?
He had to go to a rehearsal.
And he left you here on your own?
It's okay, I haven't nicked anything.
What are you doing?
Just drawing a picture.
What of?
That armchair.
Oh, let's see. Yeah. Hey, that's really good.
I haven't done any proper drawing in ages. I was supposed to go to art school.
Amy, are you home?
In here.
It's Luke.
Hiya.
Oh, hi. You've met. You all right?
Don't panic, Dad. He hasn't offered me any drugs.
I didn't mean...
Here, have a look at this.
What?
Oh.
Luke drew it. It's brilliant, isn't it?
Shall I make a cup of tea?
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks.
Okay.
I am so sorry, love.
What for?
Not being here when you got home.
Oh, it's okay.
Look, I shouldn't have let you be alone with him.
Oh, don't be daft.
Well, I told Linda I had to be home by 1:30, but she grabbed me by the sleeve and she wouldn't let go. I practically had to break her fingers to get away.
He's really sweet. I think you're quite right for trying to help him.
Do you?
Yeah. And there's absolutely no need for me to stay at home, Father.
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, I can lock my bedroom door.
No, if he stays in the house, you can't.
Dad!
I'm serious.
Oh, so, have I got to go and live at the home farm permanently?
No, just for tonight. I'll sort something out tomorrow, I promise.
It's breakfast time at the stables, but someone's got out of the wrong side of the bed.
What's happened to all my white coats?
I don't know.
Don't seem to be any clean ones.
Well, you had one for the rehearsal yesterday.
Which got soaked and covered in horse manure.
So they're probably all in the wash.
Oh, hell.
Do you want some coffee?
Just have to hope the one in the surgery isn't too disgusting.
I'm sure no one will notice.
And I think I've caught a cold.
from standing around in the rain yesterday.
I thought you didn't catch cold from getting wet.
Linda Snell is a menace.
You're always telling me it's a virus.
She wants her cast alive and well on Christmas Eve. She should take better care of us.
Oh, here, have some coffee.
Thanks.
So, did you have a nice evening?
What?
Your night out with the boys.
What about it?
Did you have a good time?
Yes, thank you.
I didn't hear you come in.
No, you were asleep. Could you put me some toast on, do you think? I'll just nip across to the surgery.
No bread, I'm afraid.
Terrific. Oh, Lord, can't people at least wait till after breakfast?
Hello, Stables. Alan. Oh, OK, no problem. We'll find another time. What now? Well, hang on a minute. Darling, can you take Daniel to school?
I thought it was your turn.
Alan wants to bring our meeting forward, please.
Oh, all right.
Yes, Alan, that's fine. I'll come straight round, shall I? OK, see you in a minute. Cheer up, darling.
What's there to be cheerful about?
I had to come back. I haven't got these books and I've got to hand them in today.
No, you should have thought of that last night.
Oh, so it's my fault, is it? I get chucked out of my own home to make way for some stranger.
You said you liked him.
So?
And that I was doing the right thing trying to help him.
I didn't realise I'd be out the door.
Oh, come on. You're always begging to stay over with Alice.
When she asked me, yeah. I don't feel quite so welcome when I'm just dumped there.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going back tonight.
Well, you may have to.
No, I don't care what you say.
If I can't find somewhere else for Luke...
If it's safe for you to be in the house with him, it's safe for me as well.
Oh, that'll be Shula. Look, you'd better get a move on.
Yeah, all right.
I missed the school bus. Hi, Shula.
Morning.
Yeah, if I miss it, you'll have to drive me.
I can't. I've got a meeting with Shula. Now, go on.
All right, I'm going.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
Dear.
I'm sorry.
Problems?
It's my own fault.
Come on in the kitchen. I'll put the kettle on. Oh, you remember last week Bert found this lad in the churchyard?
And you've taken him in?
What, you know?
Where is he now?
Still asleep.
Oh, right.
So, how come you know?
I think most of the village knows.
Do they?
Alistair said there was a phone call at the rehearsal yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Amy rang me and I had to explain to her what was going on.
And everyone overheard.
And what does everyone think?
Well...
No, don't answer that. I bet they all think I've taken leave of my senses.
Is it true he's a drug addict?
He has a bit of a problem, yeah, but he's clean at the moment. And I think with a bit of help he can stay that way, but...
But?
I can't have him in the house with Amy, so I've had to send her over to Home Farm.
Which is why she's so fed up.
Yeah. I got myself into a position where... Where he's relying on me.
Do you leave him in the house alone?
Oh, sure, I can hardly behave like some seaside landlady and chuck him out in the morning and not let him back until night.
Oh, it's very trusting of you.
That's foolish, you mean. I do lock the door of my study and Amy's room. But even when I'm here, I'm on edge. I'm aware of the stranger in the house. I've hardly slept a wink this past couple of nights.
Oh, it is difficult, isn't it?
And I'd cope if it wasn't for Amy.
Isn't there someone, an aunt maybe, who could come and stay?
Not really.
You know, act as a sort of chaperone.
Although, I could ask her grandmother, I suppose.
Well, that's all I can suggest.
Oh, by the way, Luke reckons...
Luke?
Yeah, that's his name. He reckons he's been to Ambridge before.
Does he?
On holiday, when he was quite a bit younger. And said he recognised Brookfield.
Well, Mum did bed and breakfast for years.
Did she really?
Only you said you'd ordered it in brown, but the assistant in Underwood said it was definitely this colour.
What's that if it's not brown?
Well, I'd call it russet.
If you say so. Well, it's the colour I wanted anyway.
It's for David, is it?
Yeah.
I can suit him.
I hope so. And thanks so much for picking it up. Oh. I really didn't want to have to go into Borchester again.
Oh, I know, the crowds are just awful.
Well, would you like a cup of coffee?
No, I mustn't stop.
Well, you could stay for lunch if you like. Shula's coming.
No, thank you. Phil said he'd be home. I've bought some of Underwood's pate.
Oh, lovely. We're only having cottage pie and... I'd better get some vegetables on. You don't mind...
No, you carry on. What did you think of the school concert last night?
It was really good, wasn't it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't expect to.
No, I expected a lot of squeaky recorders and some rather tuneless singing.
Yes.
But obviously Pip's not the only one with a bit of musical ability.
No, the little girl who played the trumpet.
Oh, wasn't she brilliant? I was talking to her mum afterwards. She was saying her elder daughter started at Borchester Green in September and how fantastic their music teacher is.
Really? I thought they got ahead who was more interested in IT.
So did we. But apparently this new teacher has started a steel band and got the choir singing gospel music.
Good heavens.
Yeah.
So, are you still going to enter Pip for the cathedral school?
Oh, I wish we'd never started on it, Jill.
Phil said she got very upset on Monday.
Yeah, she's getting so wound up about the whole thing. I think even David's starting to have second thoughts.
I don't think Phil is.
We can't back out now. Pip's decided she wants to do the exam, so it's up to her.
Can I come in?
Hi, Shula.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
I saw you first thing this morning, driving through the village.
Oh, yes, I had an early morning meeting with Alan. Have you heard he's taken in that boy? The one Bert found in the churchyard.
Is that the lad we saw him with last week?
Yeah, Jack's, that's right.
He needs to be careful.
Why do you say that?
Well, what about Amy?
Yeah, well, this is Alan's problem. You see, the lad has a history of drug use.
Oh, I'd heard.
Goodness. That really is Christian charity, isn't it?
What? Letting a drug user stay under the same roof as his daughter? That's going a bit far.
Amy's been staying with Alice.
Anyway, I must be getting home.
Oh, aren't you staying for lunch?
No, I only dropped in to deliver some Christmas shopping.
Thanks so much for that, Jill.
Right. So I'll see you on Sunday, Shula.
Yes, OK. Bye, Mum.
Bye.
Bye.
I saw Alistair when I took the kids to school.
Oh, did you?
He looked terrible. Is he OK?
Yeah, he's just... I should have known it couldn't last.
What?
He was in such a good mood last weekend. Bought me flowers, took me out to dinner.
Lucky you.
And he's been very jolly all week. And then suddenly this morning he's like a bear with a sore head.
Well, I hear the dress rehearsal was a bit of a disaster yesterday.
Oh, Ruth, it was awful. But we had a good laugh about that. And then he went for his evening out with the boys.
Not Kenton's poker school.
Had a great time, so he said. So I don't know what's got into him.
Jill!
Oh, hello.
Hang on a minute, just let me...
If you're looking for Phil, he's over with his sister.
Oh, how is Christine? She was a bit edgy on Sunday.
I was surprised she went choir singing at all. It's quite difficult getting her out of the house.
And is this all because of Clive Horribin?
That's when it started, yes.
I'll go and have a talk with her, see what I can do.
I'm sure she'll be pleased to see you.
Well, actually, it's you I wanted to see just now.
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't know if you know, but that lad who turned up in the churchyard...
You've taken him in.
Oh, you do know.
Shula was telling me.
Well, I think Shula may have solved my problem for me. But anyway, she told me that when you lived at Brookfield, you used to do bed and breakfast.
Yes, I did.
Well, this lad, he thinks he remembers staying there.
Oh, what's his name?
Luke Simmons.
Oh, yes, I remember the Simmons. About 6 or 7 years ago?
Yes, that would be about right.
Oh, it's not that boy, is it? He was sweet. A shy little thing who did wonderful drawings of the cows.
That's him.
Oh, no, that's tragic. They were such a nice family.
So if it comes on to rain in mid-performance, we'll go into the indoor arena.
But what if everybody's on the village green? Do they go back to the church or on to the stables?
Oh, that's the trouble, you see. Nobody's thought to time how long it takes to walk between the locations.
So you've no idea how long the whole thing will run?
None at all. By the time we got to the slaying of the innocents, it was practically dark.
And still raining?
No, the rain had stopped by that time, but it was terribly soggy underfoot. And Oliver slipped over in the mud, so his lovely tweed suit got to go to the cleaners.
That sounds like absolute chaos.
Oh, it was. It was a complete disaster.
Oh, well, bad dress rehearsal, good show. Isn't that what they say?
Oh. Can I come in?
Oh, hi.
What are you doing here?
I just dropped by with some antibiotics for David, and I saw your car.
I told you I was coming here for lunch.
Did you?
But I don't think you were listening.
Yes, I...
Are you going to stay on
Alistair, there's plenty.
No, no, I'm just on my way to a call, thanks all the same.
All right. Cabbage.
I just wanted to say sorry about this morning.
You've cheered up a bit, have you? Shula was telling me about the mystery plays.
Oh, don't remind me. I wish I'd never let myself get involved.
It wasn't that that put you in such a foul mood.
No. The fact is, well, I've just lost a couple more customers to this new animal clinic.
Oh, no. Is that causing you problems?
Only in the middle of the night. At 4 o'clock this morning, I was convinced my entire business was going down the tubes.
Oh, it's not that bad.
No, I know, but I didn't sleep well and anyway, sorry.
I forgive you.
Oh, by the way, Ruth, any news on Woodbine Cottage?
Not a dicky bird. There was a viewing last weekend, but they didn't make an offer. Well, it's the wrong time of year to be selling houses.
But it's been on the market for ages.
We could have sold it months ago.
To Matt Crawford.
I'm beginning to regret being quite so high-minded about that.
Amy! Over here!
What are you doing here?
I've come to meet you.
Ugh, you're not going to tell me to go to Home Farm again.
No, I'm not.
Because I won't.
No, it's all right. You can come home. Look, I've got the car. I was just on my way back.
Has Luke gone?
No, he's still there. Oh. Well, at least I presume he is. I've not been home all afternoon. I have to go into Hollerton, pick someone up from the station.
Who?
Come and see. She's in the car.
What is going on?
Amy!
Grandma!
Oh, hello, sweetheart.
What are you doing here?
I've come to stay for Christmas.
That's brilliant! But, Dad... But... Well, I had no idea.
Well, neither did I. Your father rang me this morning and told me to get straight on the train.
I didn't tell you, Mabel. I asked you very politely.
But do I have a choice in the matter when you are filling your house up with young delinquents?
There's only the one.
Well, somebody needs to keep an eye on things. Someone with a bit of common sense.
Oh, Grandma, it's so great that you're here. Oh.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.